This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. Our guy, Josh Kendall. Josh, what's going on, my friend?
Not a lot. How are you?
Living the dream.
I mean, yeah, just trying to figure out, you know, how the Braves outfield is going to fall in, and then now the Falcons have put us a logjam with their what for seemingly depth at edge / linebacker.
It's a new phenomenon. Now we've got to see if it see how it works out. You know, they've tried fixes before. Hopefully, this is the one that actually fixes the problem.
Yeah, so Josh, let me ask you, how do you envision Jalen Walker's role to be similar and also different from Micah Parsons in Dallas? Do you think he'll be utilized in the same way?
Not right away. And by not right away, maybe not until year two. They are steadfast that they are going to let him master one thing. I think that if there was any concern about Jalen Walker as a prospect, it was that he was very good at a lot of things, but maybe wasn't going to be elite at any one thing. And the Falcons are not believers in that. The Falcons believe he can be an elite off the edge, outside linebacker, pass rusher. And so they're going to give him the chance to learn that position, to play that spot. He was living in the inside linebacker's room at Georgia. That's where the Falcons are going to coach him as an edge. The Falcons are going to say, you're our pass rusher. You're our number one. You're going to be our number one guy, and going to see if he can be elite at that. And if they can, if he can do that, if he gets to that point, that's when they'll start moving him around. Not that he won't move around some, but he's not going to be sort of this jack of all trades as a rookie, I don't believe.
We're visiting with Josh Kendall, beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons for The Athletic. You can find him on Twitter at Josh The Athletic. Josh, I want to talk to you in a minute about the Falcons schedule release and everything that kind of goes along with that. But obviously, you know, we're talking about the article. We've been talking about it all day. The article you talk about, can Jalen Walker be that Micah Parsons for the Atlanta Falcons? I theorized earlier, Josh, that if he gets anything north of half of what Micah Parsons' stats were in his rookie year, that it would be a home run. And it was like 13 sacks, 30 quarterback hits, you know, however many tackles for loss. I just think if Jalen Walker in his rookie campaign can just get to 7 sacks, I think that we'll be celebrating him as a home run pick.
I agree. And that's what I wanted to walk that line in the article, and I'm walking it here already.
And you did a nice job, my friend. You did a nice job.
That I'm not trying to say, I don't want anybody to say, hey, this guy's the next Micah Parsons. That is unfair to anybody. Micah Parsons, you know, has been a double-digit, sort of a 12 to 15 sack guy every year of his career. He is, you know, an extreme outlier. That's not normal at all. I think that if you're comparing Jalen Walker to Micah Parsons, that's the long-term play. But I agree with you. If he gets 7 sacks and plays quality snaps and can hold up against the run at his weight, that's a little bit of a concern for me. I think that that's a absolutely, you've checked that box. You've made a good pick.
No, it's an expectation that when it's put out there, it kind of hangs over him, but from the fan base. But I think you're spot on with your analysis of that. That's what he could be used at. That's what I thought he'd come out of college. The guy that I want to ask about real quick and what kind of the expectations for him is James Pierce Jr. Because, you know, I did my top five list, Josh, because we do top five on Tuesdays, and I was like pass rush duos in honor of the fact that you drafted two guys you hope is the next great pass rush duo, and not only the first one really in Atlanta, but in the league. And I mean, what is the expectation of not only how they'll use him, but just what he will be this season in James Pierce Jr.?
My expectation for him this season is a designated pass rusher. I don't expect him to be a starter. Not that I don't think he'll be impactful, or should certainly be impactful, but I don't think he's a first down guy right now. I think that, you know, Leonard Floyd is a veteran. I think Leonard Floyd is a starter. I think Jalen Walker, if I'm guessing, those are your two day one starters at outside linebacker. Or Lebichetti, who closed strong last year, will spend the offseason sort of stewing in his own mind about them drafting people to replace him. And maybe he has a good offseason, and maybe he starts the season as a starter there, but I think that probably eventually changes. So I don't envision James Pierce Jr. as a first down guy, maybe even a second down guy as a rookie. I envision him as third down, fresh legs, very simple job, son. Go get that guy. And I think that's what – and I think that's what his body was built for. I mean, he is, Jeff Ulbrich said, and, you know, it's not crazy that he might have been the best pure pass rusher in the draft. And he was including Abdul Carter in that conversation.
Hey, Josh, what are your thoughts on the schedule? I mean, Falcons got a bye week pretty early, week five, not after Berlin. Do you think they got a fair shake this year?
I think so. I think the schedule has become – very difficult to put together, especially as many alternate time slot games as they have. You've got all the international games this year. You've got all these prime time slots now. It is grueling. There is no question it is grueling. But I think they got as fair a shake as anything. An early bye week is not great. You don't love that. But I'm not sure, you know, I don't know, the late bye week, I'm not sure helped Atlanta last year. I felt like, you know, they started to run out of steam. A lot of that was quarterback-related injury or whatever the shoulder situation was with Kurt. But, you know, there's no – week 8 or 9 is the perfect bye week. Other than that, you're going to kind of complain about, you know, what you got. I think 5 is fine. I do think that early season stretch, if you dropped another game in there, could be pretty daunting. So I think it's fine.
Hanging out with Josh Kindle, beat writer for the Falcons from The Athletic. Josh, and let's talk about the schedule a little bit. We already knew the home and away opponents. Obviously, going back to the end of the football season, now you see how they line up. You see where they are. You see the primetime games. Were you shocked by the 5 primetime games? You know, obviously, the NFL expecting to be the Falcons. You know, the Falcons will be another focal point this year.
I was. I absolutely was. This is a team that's, you know, had 7 consecutive losing seasons. And we all, I think, believe that Michael Penix is going to be a good quarterback. The Falcon folks inside the building believe he's going to be a great quarterback. But I'm a little surprised that the league seems to be signing off on that to say, yeah, we really like this guy. You know, part of it also could be, you know, we think the Falcons are going to score a lot of points, and we think the Falcons are probably going to give up a lot of points, and that's great TV. Let's do that.
Hey, Josh, Xavier Watts is a guy I'm really excited about. Is he and DeMarco Helms going to fight for that other safety spot? How is that going to shape up with him and the battle for that other spot?
That's a position where I think Jordan Fuller starts the season right next to Jesse Bates, and their goal is to replace him as the season goes on. I'm a DeMarco Helms guy. And not that I'm not an Xavier Watts guy, but I would, if I'm putting the pecking order right now, I'm going Jordan Fuller because he's an experienced guy. He can sort of jump in. You don't have to teach him a whole lot of stuff. You've just got to refine him with your system. And then DeMarco Helms, and then Xavier Watts. He is a third round rookie. I know the Falcons think of him as a second round rookie because they would have strongly considered drafting him at 46. But I'm going to temper my expectations for him. I'm a DeMarco Helms believer. I have concerns about this defense against the run. They are very athletic. They have gotten a lot more athletic, but they're going to have to stop the run if they're going to, you know, earn the right to rush the passer. And I think DeMarco Helms brings an edge, a physical edge to that defense that, you know, I just wonder how many other players, as I'm going through the, you know, this rotation, how many other guys have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm glad you brought that up, Josh, because that was going to be my next line of questioning. Finishing up here with Josh Kendall, beat writer for the Falcons for The Athletic. That's the thing that I've been kind of stuck on is I do feel good about the athleticism. And really, when you go down the schedule and look at the quarterbacks you're going to face, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, you can go down the list. Like, you're going to see a number of athletic quarterbacks. So you're excited about the athleticism. The problem is we haven't really done anything in the interior of the defense line to address the problems in the run game, which are obviously overshadowed by the pass rush. But your run defense wasn't great last year either. And I'm curious to get your take on this because I think one of the biggest misses you have this offseason is Eddie Goldman leaving. A lot of people don't talk about Eddie Goldman. Right. He played a huge role in this defense last year, and he's not there. How do the people inside the building kind of envision, taking over for Eddie Goldman in the middle when you really need that big run stop?
They are obsessed, like the rest of us, with pass rush. Their defensive, Nate Ollie is a penetration defensive line guy. You know, defensive line coaches kind of live in one of two buckets. You know, our job is to not give an inch. We're going to build a wall right there and not give you a single inch to run between us. Or we're just going to get upfield and wreak havoc. Nate Ollie is we're going to get upfield and wreak havoc. That's not Eddie Goldman. That had become less and less at this age, Grady Jarrett. These were big double team eaters. Grady was a good balance of both styles, probably. But Eddie Goldman was to sit there and eat up a double team and not move an inch.
He was a tree
stump. These guys want to, and those guys are invaluable in my opinion. Not necessarily in the Falcons' opinion, though. They want guys who are athletic and get up the field. They feel like they can create enough havoc to make up for just the sheer bulk that they've lost. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see if they're right. But I share the run-stopping concerns that you do. And I think this is a real deep cut. But I wonder what happens with Braylon Trice. This is a guy they drafted in the third round, had high hopes for last year. But he's basically a 270-pound outside linebacker. That's totally different from, 245-ish pound James Pierce and Jaylen Walker and Leonard Floyd. You know, these are totally different body types. So what are they going to do with Braylon Trice? What do they envision him being? He's a guy you know, could he be their James Smith Williams, sort of a, you know, a first down outside linebacker? I'll be interested to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, well, I'm all for the penetration for this team in the backfield. Hey, what's the deal with Ryan Neusel? Like, we all know he's going to be here. Like, that's the way it's going to shape out. But why hasn't this deal gotten done and he's in camp? I'm just kind of confused on why this is dragging out.
I'm a little confused too. I thought when they released Junior Aho that the next. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing his name. That opened up a roster spot. I thought, well, then tomorrow Ryan Neusel will be signed, but that's passed a couple of days. Once they're on the field for veteran, you know, certainly for minicamp, I would expect Ryan Neusel to be in the building. You know, does he just want a couple of weeks off? Maybe. But the Falcons have the right of first refusal on his contract. I don't think he's going anywhere. Dwayne Ledford referred to him as a starting center in the NFL. Last week, the NFL teams spend a lot of energy playing these weird roster games with like the 55th man, 53rd through 55 on their roster that, you know, sometimes I think they're outsmarting themselves, but I don't think there's any drama there.
That's Josh Kendall, beat writer for the Falcons from The Athletic. Josh, man, we always appreciate the insight.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.